From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Leaders of the United Methodist Church have voted to strengthen its ban on same-sex marriage and LGBTQ clergy. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports.
The vote followed 4 days of intense debate. Delegates examined three main proposals and approved the most conservative, which doubles down on current church policies and outlines punishments for violating those rules. Supporters argued that homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teachings. But Alex Da Silva Soto, a New York delegate who identifies as queer, says the church can't spread the message of God's love while actively excluding some members.
How can we transform the world if we're not transforming ourselves? It is hypocritical.
United Methodists are one of the last mainline Protestant denominations to address the issue of LGBTQ inclusion. I'm Shayla Farzon.
Missouri Senator Josh Hawley is doubling down on his apprehension about voting for President Donald Trump's nominee to a high-profile appeals court despite conservative pushback. The Republican listed his concerns with the U.S. Court of Appeals nominee Naomi Rao in a Tuesday letter to her. Hawley is scheduled to meet with her today before voting on her nomination later in the day by the Senate Judiciary Committee. He previously said he's unsure about her position on abortion, which Hawley opposes, but conservative groups are urging him to support her. The Missouri House gave initial approval yesterday on a bill and its amendments which would effectively ban most abortions in the state of Missouri. Meg Cunningham has more from Jefferson City.
House Bill 126, sponsored by Representative Nick Schroer, a Republican from O'Fallon, would prevent abortions after the detection of a fetal heartbeat, which is typically 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Various amendments which would further restrict abortion access were also approved. Democratic Representative Deb Lavender raised points about Missouri's high mother and infant mortality rate, arguing that Missouri's attention would be better spent on, quote, life after birth.
Maternal mortality in Missouri is among the highest in the nation. If I were to believe you that each life is precious, we would have declared an emergency to save these mothers and infants, but we haven't.
The House will take a final look at the bill this week, where it will likely move to the Senate for consideration afterward. In Jefferson City, I'm Meg Cunningham.
The Missouri Supreme Court today ruled that a transgender student who was denied the right to use the boys' bathroom at his school can sue this for sex discrimination. Alex Smith has more.
The student, who is only identified by his initials, sued the Blue Springs School District, claiming it discriminated against him on the basis of his sex. The trial court threw out the lawsuit, but the Supreme Court ruled that he could sue for sex discrimination under the Missouri Human Rights Act. The act prohibits discrimination against people due to their race, sex, and national origin, but it does not explicitly include sexual orientation or gender identity. The ACLU applauded the opinion issued by the court on Tuesday, which echoes similar federal court decisions. I'm Alex Smith.
I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.